So another paper I want to ask you about that was presented at ASCO was the PALOMA-1 trial with more follow-up, looking at overall survival results that were seen in this phase II study of palbo combined with letrozole. Any comments on that?
Well, I think it was optimistic to think we'd see a survival benefit with only 165 patients. I think the PALOMA-1 study was interesting, and it really led our interest in the CDK4/6 inhibitors. I think it showed a significant progression-free survival benefit, but the fact that it didn't show a survival benefit when there were so few patients, I don't think it really tells us anything. I think we have to wait for PALOMA-2, we have to wait for MONALEESA, we have to wait for the MONARCH trials, we have to wait for the larger randomized trials to really get an idea. What is important about PALOMA-1, though, is there was no crossover, and there wasn't a lot of access to CDK4/6 inhibitors. So in that sense, it was a really pure population, but I don't think we should make any predictions based on the lack of survival from that study.